Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Lamed Hey, Chulin 35a, pagination is 69. We're going to start on the top line at the end of the line, Omer Rabbi Yonasan, but we're making reference to what we did in the last session, which is on the facing page, Omer Ula, middle of the page, middle of the line. Ula told us, Ha'ochel Shlishi Shel Chulin Shanas Al Tairas Teruma, a person who eats third level tumah by chulin, but this chulin was being made on the level of truma. They were keeping track and keeping it tahar. What happens to that person is nifsal gufo mile'echo b'truma. He doesn't become such a high level of tumah that he's going to invalidate truma if he touches it, but he is of a status that he's not allowed to eat teruma. And that's the ruling of Ula, that on a third level, he's not allowed to eat teruma. The Gemara towards the bottom of the page elaborated on that using a question from Rav Hamnuna and then developing it. And we found out that even though Ula indeed rules that on a third level of tuma by chulin, you wouldn't be allowed to eat teruma, but if the presence of the teruma in a stew is such that it's a minor ingredient and it's not kezayis bichtei achilas pras, the presence that's considered that you're eating it, it doesn't have the volume of an olive within the time known as achilas pras, if it's less than that density within the stew, then you're allowed to eat it because it never would have come to a biblical prohibition. And therefore, on the rabbinic level and all the stringencies that we're observing, just like he's allowed to touch teruma, we even allow him to eat such teruma because it's not in a presence that would be forbidden in a true mitzvah application. The Rambam indeed codifies this in the laws of Avos HaTumah Yud Aleph and writes, Ha'ochel Shlishi Shel Teruma, a person eats a third level, as we've been describing, Ochulin, Shanas Al Tairis Teruma, that's being made with the rules of Teruma, Asu Le'achol Teruma Ad Sheyitvol, he's not allowed to eat Teruma until he goes to Mikvah. Avomuter Liga, but he's allowed to touch, and that was this unique ruling from Ula. When was this said? If it's really truma that he wants to eat. But if he wants to eat a dish, a stew, that has some truma in it, but not in the presence of kezayis bechdei achilas pras, concentration, Mutter lecho kamosha mutter liga. He'd be allowed to eat it just like he's allowed to touch it. And that's the ruling of Ula. We continue on today's daf. Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Yonasan said, Amar Rebbe, name of Rebbe, Ha'ochel shlishi shel teruma atzma. If a person eats a third level teruma, third level tuma, also lechol Umuter liga, he's going to be forbidden to eat teruma, but he's going to be allowed to touch teruma. Third level is already rabbinic, and it's not as serious. And Rabbi Yonasan is ruling in the name of Rebbe what sounds to be the exact same ruling as Ula, that a third level, if it's regular teruma, well, we clarified, if it's just a mixture, it might be different. Depends on the concentration. But if it's teruma itself in front of us, not allowed to eat it, you are allowed to touch it. And the question, of course, is, what do I need Rabbi Yonasan's statement if I already have ulas? And as we analyze it, we note that these are two different rulings. And that's where the Gemara is going to make the distinction. Ula was talking about chulin that's made with the taira of teruma. Voluntarily, they accepted upon themselves to be strict in its ritual purity. Rabbi Yonah's son is talking about Teruma Atzma, Teruma itself. And they're both ruling the same thing. You're not allowed to eat Teruma, but you are allowed to touch it. But the Gemara says, V'itzterich, but I need both rulings. V'itzterich de Ula, V'itzterich de Rabbi Yonah's son. I need Ula's ruling and I need Rabbi Yonah's son's ruling. De'imi de Ula, if I had only Ula's ruling, which is by chulin, by non-sacred, and it's being done voluntarily, hava amina, I would think, hanimili b'chulin shenaso altaris teruma, that ruling is only true by chulin that's made with the stringencies as if it's teruma. Avo teruma, but if it was real teruma, b'negia nami osur, maybe even touching would be prohibited. It's derech de Rabbi Yonasan. I need the case of Rabbi Yonasan that explicitly talks even by regular teruma. V'imi de Rabbi Yonasan. And if I only had Rabbi Yonasan, ava amina hanimili teruma, I would think that the strictness over here of a third level is only because it's teruma. Ava chulin. But if you had chulin, meaning Ula's case, bida achila nami shari, maybe you'd even be allowed to eat it. Tzurichi, therefore I need both the ruling of Rabbi Yonasan and the ruling of Ula, even though, in retrospect, basically, they're both saying the same basic principle, and they're equating Chulin Shenaso Ataras Teruma with Teruma. That's indeed how the Rambam presents this in Avos HaTumah Yud Aleph, Ha'ochel Shlishi Shel Teruma, O Chulin Shenaso Ataras Teruma. A person who eats a third level of teruma or chulin that's made with the level of sanctity of teruma, either way, also lechol teruma ad sheyif yitval, he can't eat teruma until he goes to mikvah avamuta liga, but he's allowed to touch. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.